Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody said out loud, I'm going to make it.
Amen.
I got a revelation decades ago about myself. I remember distinctly where it happened. I was thinking, man, there's so much I don't know. And I'm a human. I've made so many mistakes. I began to see there was a lot to do in ministry. There was a lot of things to believe for and a lot of things to accomplish before I get out of here. And Phyllis gets out of here. Before the master comes, whichever one happens first. And I was feeling a little bit challenged by it. And the Lord gave me an increased revelation of how much He loves me. And it fixed it all. I said it fixed it all. He opened my eyes and He helped me to realize. And I just laid on the floor and wept tears of joy. And I shouted and I said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. What do you mean you're going to make it? If I fall down 100 times, God loves me. He's going to pick me up. Is that right? 100 times. If I'm not getting it, He'll crank up the volume. If I'm still not getting it, He'll send people by me and say, hey, Keith, right? He loves me so much. If I will just be willing to listen and follow Him, I'm going to make it. How about you? How about you?
Right. Come on.
Now, you know what that is? That's faith. Why do I think I'm going to make it? Why? What am I? I'm not going by something in the natural. I'm not going by how smart I am or my amazing connections or no. Why am I confident I'm going to make it? I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep what I've committed to Him, and I've committed it all to Him.
Amen.
I'm His,
yes.
My life,
yes.
Phyllis and I, the churches, the ministry, everything.
Yes.
We're His. We're His.
Yes.
We're His.
Yes.
And He's able to make us stand. He's able to keep us in the palm of His hand.
Yes.
I'm going to make it.
Yes.
How about you? How about you? I'm going to make it. That simple and yet strong faith.
Amen.
Just that simple phrase. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
Because of that, I don't lose sleep at night.
Amen.
I never fret and go, oh man, I hope I miss hell. Hope I don't go to hell. Whew. Y'all pray for me. I'm not concerned about going to hell. I'm confident I'm going to make it. What if something bad happens to the churches? You know, what if everybody quits coming? What if everybody quits giving? What if this? What if that? Everything goes belly up. What if? What if? What if? I don't live by that. You might as well say, what if God leaves you? What if He forsakes you? What if He stops taking care of you? Never gonna happen.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave you.
That's right.
I will never forsake you.
That's right.
I will not, I will not, I will not, the Amplified says. I'm going to make it. And if you're part of the bunch around here, you just best get ready. You're going to make it too. This is a package deal. We're going to make it together. Is that right? We're going to make it together. In Him, with Him, all the way. Is somebody receiving this besides me?
Yeah.
I, Phyllis, you need to say, me, me, and me. We are going to run our race.
Yes.
Our entire race.
Yes.
We're going to finish our course,
yes.
With joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to reach out my chest and hit the finish line. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stand in front of the great throne. Hallelujah. And I'm going to hear the master call my name.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
He's going to say, Keith, boy. The Bible said he would, if we would confess him down here, he will confess us in front of the Father and the angels. So let me say it again. I confess Jesus. He is my Lord. I don't care who sees and knows. He's my Lord and my Savior. And one of these days, I'm going to stand in front of that throne and he's going to say, Keith Moore is mine. He's my child. He's my man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's my servant. And he's going to look at me and say, Keith, you've been faithful in a few things, buddy. Well done. I'm going to make you ruler over much. I'm going to make it. Come on, how about you? Come on, somebody say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. All the way. Now, what you just said, if you mean it in your heart, that's faith.
Amen.
That's faith. And it's strong faith. And it's all the Lord needs to get you through.
Yes.
Just don't back off of it. Don't lose it. Don't change it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Are you there in, where are you? Matthew 17? Let's answer this question again. We've said it, but let's answer it again. This is a question many are asking. These disciples had been called, authorized, empowered, and sent out to minister to people. They had been seeing people delivered of demonic oppression and bondage. They'd been seeing people get healed and amazing miracles. And this man brought his son to them. Well, why would he bring his son to him? He's heard about all these other things that have happened. And they prayed and nothing happened. They prayed. I'm talking about the disciples. I'm talking about Peter, right? Matthew, these guys. And they've been seeing wonderful results, but they prayed for him and absolutely nothing happened. Jesus comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration. There's a big crowd there. And this man comes to him and says, I brought my son to your disciples and they could not cure him. They couldn't help him. And what did Jesus say? Well, I'm glad you caught me before I left town because I'm the only one that can do things like this. People have turned it into that. But what did he say? Oh, faithless and perverse means twisted, messed up, generation. What's the problem down here? What's the problem in this group? Faithless. He's not just talking about the crowd.
That's right.
He's talking about his boys too. There's no question about it. Very next verse says so. Oh, faithless and perverse bunch. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or put up with you? Bring him here to me. Does that sound like faith? Oh boy. Is Jesus struggling with whether something can be done for this boy? Bring him here. And after he was delivered, verse 19, the disciples came to Jesus on the side, apart, and they said, why couldn't we do that? Because they had been doing it. And verse 20, Jesus said, don't let this bother you. This is big boy ministry here. This is only, you know. I'll let y'all do a few little things, but this, I had to do this. No, 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 no. What did he say? Because of what?
Unbelief.
Because of your unbelief. Why didn't they get results?
Unbelief.
Now see, that's not enough for many, many people, especially people in the so-called faith circles, word circles, charismatic circles. Many have asked the same question, why didn't it work? We prayed, we fasted, we made confessions, why didn't it work? And if you even mention about lack of faith, oh, we have faith. We know about faith. We've been hearing faith messages for 20 years. They had heard faith messages too.
Yep, that's right.
from Jesus himself.
That's right.
Day after day, month after month. And had even been getting results with their faith in their same areas.
Yep.
Just yesterday or last week. And yet, what's their problem, friend? What's their problem?
Unbelief.
It's no mystery. People are scratching their heads going, I don't understand why that didn't work. Here's the first place to check.
Faith.
Unbelief.
Yep.
And you got to be willing to admit, be honest, that you just came short in your faith. It's not too hard to identify. Were you freaking out? Did you get scared? Were you worried? Were you frustrated? Were you upset? All these are indications you were not in faith. You ever been there? Me too. But let's be honest with ourselves. And don't try to blame God and say it wasn't His will. And don't try to say faith doesn't work. Faith works when you're in faith. He said it's because of your unbelief. For verily I say to you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, it'll remove and nothing will be impossible to you. The problem is feeding on too much junk and not living close enough to God. Come on, you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying there's no benefit in watching the news. But are you going to get faith from watching the news? What could you get?
Fear.
If you're full of fear, are you in faith?
No,
you're not. And from a lot of people that you would talk to, including some of your own family members. And all they want to do is talk about the problems and how bad it is. Will you get faith from being around them and hearing them talk and converse? No. In fact, you get too much into that, you can lose some faith that you had. Why did he say, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? Because it is not everywhere in the earth. What you will find everywhere in the earth is darkness and fear and confusion and deception. And when you do find some faith, it's a bright light in a dark world. It's a beacon, hallelujah, of hope and confidence in an otherwise negative, dark world. But even though we're in the world and we're living down here, we don't have to think like that or believe like that or talk like that or act like that. The just shall live
by faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me